This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 4 for Friday, August 2nd. I'm Phil France Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Friday, seeing a correction after dropping sharply lower earlier in the week. Canola up $4 to $5, November up $4 at $612.80 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans were supportive, although soy oil was lower on the day. Concerns over declining yield prospects in parts of Western Canada, given recent heat and dryness, were also supportive, but North American growing conditions do remain relatively favorable overall. While most technical indicators do remain pointed lower, the move back above $610 in November was supportive from a chart standpoint. The canola market will be closed Monday for the long weekend while markets in the U.S. trade their usual hours. Positioning ahead of the weekend was a feature of the trade. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher. Soybeans underpinned by speculative short covering, as a sell-off in global equity markets had investors looking for safe havens and adjusting their portfolios. The November contract up 10 cents at 10.27 per bushel. The USDA announced flash sales of 202,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. That was also supportive. However, the lack of any major weather threats for the U.S. soybean crop did temper the advances. Losses in crude oil also spilled into the soy oil market, with the weakness there weighing on beans. Corn, thought to be due for a correction after hitting fresh contract lows yesterday, but like beans, the good U.S. crop weather kept any gains in check. The September contract up 4 cents at $3.86 per bushel. An estimated 442.3 million bushels of corn was used for ethanol production in the U.S. in June. That was in line with the year-ago level, but down from what was used the previous month. Wheat underpinned by ongoing weather concerns in Europe and chart-based positioning. Minneapolis spring wheat up 6 cents in September at $5.95 per bushel. Kansas City up 5 cents in the September hard red winter wheat contract at $5.59 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 7 cents in September at $5.39 per bushel. France's wheat harvest was 67% complete in the latest weekly report. That's well off the five-year average of 84% done, as untimely rains continue to cause delays there. Production estimates out of the country were being revised lower, with low test weights also reported. Weakness in the U.S. dollar was supportive for wheat, making exports more attractive to global buyers. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, August 2nd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil France Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.